This is Apollo Control, 103 hours, 56 minutes, ground elapsed time. Apollo 12 has come around the front side of the moon on the 11th revolution. We had acquisition of signal at 103.47 about 9 minutes ago. Hal Bean has moved into the lunar module, Intrepid. He went in at 103.40 about 17 minutes ago. We have an accumulation of tape, a few seconds of tape actually that built up during the time the change of shift press briefing was underway in Building 1. We'll roll that tape now and join the subsequent conversation during this pass across the face of the moon as we play back the tape after the tape is complete.
Roll tape, please.
Is 106. 2-4-5-4 106 2-9-er 5-9-er South 1-8 Over.
Roger, copy T1 106 2-4-5-4 T2 106 2-9-er 5-9-er South 18.
Affirmative, Dick.
Okay, and our status is pretty good right now. Al's over in the lab. He's been over there about 10 minutes. We've got everything rigged in the command module. Pete's getting on his PGA. And as soon as he does that, we'll be right back in business.
Roger, Dick. 12 Houston, when you get to it, we need a docking tunnel angle.
Roger, Jerry, it should be there in the records. We've called it down twice. It's still the same. Negative 0.3, over.
Okay, still hasn't changed. Thank you.
Better not with all 12 of those latches made. Why don't you set your clock, Al?
Houston, Intrepid.
Intrepid, Houston, go.
Roger, down in the limb now, everything is ship shape. Just pull back the window shades and both of the windows are well frosted over. Guess we'll turn on the heaters when we power up in about 4 or 5 minutes.
Roger, Alan, we're reading you nice and clear.
Roger, I'm on CSM still.
This is Apollo Control. That completes the few seconds of tape of the beginning of the 11th lunar revolution. We'll leave the circuit live for the balance of this revolution, which ends in 1 hour and 13 seconds. Staying up live on air-to-ground circuit.